Good morning. Welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Today we want to talk about God and is God a jealous God? And certainly I believe the Bible makes it very plain just how jealous God is. In Ezekiel, we read about God being very angry with Israel and very, very verbal and very, graphic in his description of his anger towards Israel because they broke their covenant with him. Ezekiel 16:59 said, makes it really plain what God thinks of someone breaking his covenant with that he's made with you. Says verse 59 in Ezekiel 16 says, "For thus says the Lord God, I will also do with you as you have done, you who have despised the oath by breaking the covenant." Now, what's he saying there? He says, I'll do just like you've done. You've despised the oath and broke the covenant. I'll break my covenant with you. So see, God is a just God. You got to remember that, people. So many people don't understand. God is just, but he's also serious about this. He's very serious about this. You should be very serious about who God is. Let me read you some verses about God and him explaining to the people about him being a jealous God so they'll understand who he is and to understand how to trust him and believe in him and to fear him, because you should fear your Lord. Exodus 20, chapter 20, verse 5 says, "Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me." Exodus 34:14, "For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God." So he's telling you right there, one of his names is jealous. What's with people that don't understand that God's name is more than just I Am, more than just Jehovah, Yahweh? One of his names is jealous. He says it right there in Exodus 34:14. "For thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God." That's exactly what he is. He's jealous. He has a right to be jealous. He's God. Deuteronomy 4:24 says, "For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God." Deuteronomy 5:9 says it once again, "Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me." So see, he's reaffirming it. Deuteronomy 6:15 says, "For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee and destroy thee from off the face of the earth." Wow. Deuteronomy 32:16, "They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods, with abominations provoked they him to anger." Deuteronomy 32:21, "They have moved me to jealousy with that which is not God. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them to jealousy with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with a foolish nation." Joshua 24:19, "And Joshua said unto the people, Ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins if you're not going to follow him." How plain can it be? How plain can it be? 1 Kings 19:10, "And he said, I have been very jealous of the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken their covenant, thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away." See how Israel turned away from the people. It turned away. It's terrible. It's terrible. There's just so much in the Bible that talks about God. You know, he's jealous. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, surely in the fire of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen, and against all Idumea, which have appointed my land into their possession with the joy of all their heart and despiteful minds, to cast it out for a prey. That is from Ezekiel 36:5. I mean, I don't get it. God talks about how he's jealous. Ezekiel 36:6, prophesy therefore concerning the land of Israel, and say unto the mountains, and to the hills, to the rivers, and to the valleys, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my fury, because ye have borne the shame of the heathen. What's he saying there? If you're going to turn from me and be like a heathen, then I will turn from you. I will be furious with you. I'm a jealous God. How dare you turn from me to the heathen? What do you want God to say, folks? It's all right. Can you see it? Can you not see what God's saying there? You're not fearful of that? I'm very fearful of that. I'm always fearful every time I screw up that I'm going to continue down the wrong path and follow the wrong thing. So I have to stop myself, and I have to pray, and I have to talk to God and ask him for the strength and the wisdom and the discernment to know truth from false. So he does not ever have to turn his face away from me, to turn his fury on me. So he won't be jealous. I don't want the fury of the Lord on me. What's that one sermon? Sinners in the hands of an angry God or something like that. I don't want to ever be in that position. I pray that I'll never be in that position. I don't want to be born the shame of the heathen. I don't ever want to have God say, because ye have borne the shame of the heathen, you know, he's going to speak his jealousy and fury on me. I don't ever want to be like that. Never, ever, ever. Nahum 1:2, a book that not many people even read, really. But Nahum 1:2 says, God is jealous, and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. Do you want to be an enemy of the Lord God? You want to worship a false God so you can be known as an enemy of the one true God, so his jealousy, because you've turned from him, he's going to release his wrath upon you? My, listen to that again. God is jealous, and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. My. Holy God. I don't understand it. I don't understand it, Lord, how they can just not see the truth about who you are and the wonderful Lord that you are. I'm amazed. I'm amazed. I got a call from a minister out of Wyoming today. Saturday. I got a call from a minister out of Wyoming on Saturday afternoon, telling me, he had seen the website. He was happy to find it, had some great things to say, and we appreciated that. But more than anything else, we were so grateful to the Lord that we were there for the gentleman to find, so that he could see that there's others that are working hard to share the truth about these false preachers and these false teachings that are absolutely taking over the church world. And he was so happy to see it, and he's had a rough road in his life, because he's trying to do what's right, what the Lord's directing him to do it. And there's a lot of animosity towards you and a lot of condemnation that comes towards a person when they do that. And this gentleman had been experiencing a lot of it. So I had prayer with him, and it was a great, great conversation. I was so pleased to have it. And I look forward to having more conversations with him. But, you know, he knows that the truth has to be there. He's like I am, and like a lot of others. We know the truth. We try to get the truth out there. We don't want God to look down on us and say, you now are like the heathen. We don't want to be there. We don't want to be there. You remember, God told Moses, the very first thing God told Moses, it was that his allegiance is to the one true God. That's exactly how it was. That's how it's supposed to be. You know, in the book of Joshua, the children of Israel repented of their spiritual adultery. They pledged to follow God. Joshua cautioned them, though. He told them, listen, you're not able to serve the Lord. He is a holy God. He's a jealous God. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, he will turn and bring disaster on you and make an end of you after he has been good to you. That's in Joshua 24:19-20. Truly our God is not to be taken lightly. He is not to be taken lightly. We got to understand that. God is a jealous God. He's an all-consuming God, which actually brings me to, like I said, you know, we know that God is a consuming fire, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But we have to understand, you know, we've got to understand that the truth is that we have to understand God is a jealous God. Everybody says God's a forgiving God. Absolutely. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's a forgiving God. If you repent and turn from your sinful ways, turn from the ways of the heathen and listen to him and follow God, follow Jesus, yes, he will forgive you. But not if you're going to live like the heathen does. Not if you're not going to be faithful to him. You need to be fearful, people. It's a terrible world out there. It's a deceiving world out there. And God is jealous. Every time you put your money in front of him, he's jealous of that. Every time you put your life in front of his, he's jealous of that. Every time you put your happiness in front of anything else, he's jealous of that. He has to be your God. He has to be your all-consuming God. And if he is, then things will fall together. They will fall in place like he wants them to. You will have a decent life. But you can't have a good life if you think you're the only one that's capable of doing it. You want to go out there and think you can do this and you can do that. And you can make all this money and you can have this house and that house and all this other stuff. And then when you get everything all laid out just right, then you say, okay, God, now I got a little bit of time for you. It don't work that way, folks. It just don't work that way. Do not worship any other god, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. Exodus 34:14. Remember that. Don't worship any other god. Money, lifestyles, homes, jobs, fame, fortune, you know, celebrity stuff, all this thing. Do not use that as your goal. Do not put that as your what you want to attain in life, because if you do, that's where your heart's going to be, that's where your mind's going to be, that's where your effort's going to be, that's where your trust is going to be, and you're going to lose. Listen, talk to you tomorrow. God bless you. We pray these programs have been a blessing to you and they've taught you something. We feel that, you know, we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to, you know, comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315, Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, C-A-M-P-P-O-I-N-T, two different words, Illinois, 6-2-3-2-0. God bless you.